Hi, I'm Sian, one of the news editors at Manx Radio. Now, over the last couple of years, whistleblowing has been a topic that's been in the news a fair few times. Over the last couple of years, government has made some policy changes, but one MHK, who previously chaired a select committee looking into whistleblowing, says those policies are still quite weak. I sat down with Onchan MHK Julie Edge to find out more.
What I learned was anybody that was coming forward with regards to whistleblowing and keen to speak to the committee, it was clear there was a lot of process failures or the policy wasn't being adhered to. And, you know, it was really useful. And you know, still today, I'll thank, you know, there was a good lot of submissions, well over 20 submissions from individuals. And the whole point was to make sure the lessons were learnt, and I'm not so sure them lessons have even been learnt today. And we've had a huge, big employment tribunal case since. And actually, that should never have happened because it was policy and process failure, in my opinion. And I think Dr. Ranson actually stated that quite significantly in her case.
And you've touched on it there, but there were lots of recommendations from that committee. 5 years on from that report, has enough been done?
I think it's really good that the legislation change has come in and the prescribed persons has been updated. Most recently, you know, the Department for Infrastructure, for Enterprise Minister brought that through. I was disappointed that my colleagues didn't support me that politicians should be prescribed persons. They are in other jurisdictions. I don't think we should shy away from being a prescribed person to support people when they do come forward, because the majority of people coming forward are genuine people with concerns, lots of experience and knowledge, and the main concerns are health and safety or safeguarding that I see. And we cannot just treat these like trivial complaints. You're not saying every whistleblower is going to be right and correct in everything they do, but it should be investigated appropriately and fairly.
How big a barrier can that be for a whistleblower, not having someone perhaps outside of their department, like a politician, to speak to?
So obviously the prescribed persons list has got various people that you can go to, but for example, I think it particularly in education, obviously that was an area of interest to me. You can only they're only prescribed for specific things, which is safeguarding in education. So when it could be health and safety, there's regulatory arms that could be approached. However, they're not included necessarily in our legislation. So say the electricity employees, or if it is gas, I can't see anywhere that's really covered significantly in the island. But the main concern and what we did manage to achieve was getting the General Medical Council and recognition as a prescribed person on the Isle of Man, and that was significant and long overdue.
Now, one of your colleagues in the House of Keys, Tim Glover, he put together a paper on whistleblowing as well. I understand this was shared with members late 23, early 24. What were your thoughts on that paper?
Well, it was a good exercise of gathering information and doing some research, and key behind it, and fair dues to Tim. He was looking to see if the whistleblowing committee's work had been complied with, and it, you know, it was clear at that point a lot of it wasn't. And the one area actually that I've looked it up today is the one area that really concerns me was there's supposed to be statutory training for all government employees. I've previously asked about that, and it wasn't very many. So it is something I'll be following up on. But whistleblowing's not going to go away. What we've got to do is ensure that we are treating the people fairly in accordance with process and policy, and the key one is no detriment to that individual for coming forward. And what I'm actually seeing is there's been no change in culture since the huge employment tribunal to Isle of Man government. In fact, I think that culture is worse for a whistleblower.
Given you've referenced there the lack of statutory training taking place as well, is there a concern there that we could see another case like that in the future?
Well, the one thing we don't want to see really and truthfully is another case like that, because that's detrimental to everybody. And, you know, we've got a lot of hardworking staff and employees. They're coming forward in good faith with a concern that they believe they are raising because of the right reasons, and whether that's health and safety, etc. and they need to be treated with respect according to the policy and process, and not treated as if here comes trouble, and that's totally inappropriate. What we need is to ensure that all managers are highly trained and qualified to be dealing with individuals in the first place. Shouldn't be a manager unless you've had further training outside of maybe you've got a degree, but you need to understand how to manage people. And we've invested a large amount of money, over £2 million into OHR, and I'm not seeing anything changing in the process that's not causing detriment to whistleblowers.
Given the concerns that were raised by the whistleblowing committee and reiterated in Mr. Glover's report, are you surprised that this hasn't been a higher priority for this administration?
I am, because it can be a costly if you get it wrong. And certainly, you know, I recently did follow up and I asked the Chief Minister questions as to how many whistleblowers there currently are. His reply was one. I'm supporting people through the processes and guidance in the policy areas. And, I'm not so sure that figure's correct. And I'm still waiting for him. He's agreed he will look at that and come back. He hasn't come back as yet with regards to that. The other thing that I'm also finding is when it arrives with a manager, it looks like they think, oh, we need to make this not be whistleblowing. I'm sorry, your starting point has to be this is whistleblowing and no detriment to the employees.
In terms of the whistleblowers that you mentioned you're speaking with today, I appreciate you won't be able to go into the specifics of those cases, but are they similar issues that come up time and time again, or is it something that's developed in the last few years?
Similar issues. Lack of knowledge, expertise in the services, and when you've got people that are highly qualified or they've been in the services for a long time, they know policies perhaps much better than some of the new employees within the workplace. It's just complete breakdown of relationships is what I'm seeing the minute a whistleblower comes forward, and that's not how we should be treating anybody. We should be treating them because they're doing it in the public's interest. The public of the Isle of Man deserve their cases to be thoroughly investigated, and the outcome could be, yes, it was whistleblowing and there was wrong and we can put things right, or the outcome could be, no, sorry, you didn't quite get that right, but this is what we're going to do. It's a collaborative approach, really, to make sure that the Isle of Man is being served by the best civil servants, best public servants, and if they raise concerns that are of public interest, we need to be taking that seriously and not treating it as if it's a problem that's come through the door.
There's just over a year now left for this administration. What would you like to see done in the next 12 months to tackle this?
I've met with the Chief Minister. I've told him my concerns. I'm very aware of what's happening to individuals and the detriment to them. And, my concern going to him was we don't want another huge case on the Isle of Man that's going to cause reputational damage to the Isle of Man, to the services and to the hardworking people. So let's deal with it appropriately and correctly. I have made a couple of suggestions to him, whether he'll take them up. If I don't get anywhere, I'll certainly be bringing forward a motion to Tim Ward. And, I know Mr. Glover did that dossier and couple of years ago now, but nothing's happened since that. And my approach would always be we need change here. If it's not been rectified, we need the policies updated because they're quite weak at the present time for whistleblowing, and it should be seen as an urgent rather than currently it's another whistleblower. I'm sorry, if you can get this right at the start, the costs and detriment that people are suffering and the costs using the AGs, etc., because internal government can do that. Well, the individual doesn't have that same equality of arms.
In terms of sort of going forward over the next 12 months, do you need to see more from your fellow MHKs in terms of lobbying government on this?
I feel yes. I think it's an area that people think, oh gosh, keep away from it. There's been a huge case. There's only so far you can go as a politician, and certainly with standing orders the way that they currently are. And that's an area I'm looking at, really. We're there to represent the public, if a public interest disclosure comes in and somebody approaches you because they've actually got to the end of their tether at that point, it's not that they bring you in right at the start, it's because something's gone wrong and we need to stop it going wrong in the first place, make sure it's clear policy for everybody to be simple to follow. Everybody should be trained on it. I'm not so sure that's happening. And also refreshes every 5 years was a recommendation in the report. And we need to take it seriously to put the public trust back into all processes and policy and government, which we've not got because there's an awful lot of outstanding whistleblown cases that seem to be being downgraded. I just hope that government will see the importance of public interest disclosures, which is whistleblowing, and take them seriously, investigate them all. The outcomes will be different in every single case, but they need to be investigated appropriately and quickly to ensure that there's no further detriment to the individual, but also to protect the public and the Alamam.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.